a medrash that goes through our parsha, the parsha of Leah, giving birth to Levi and Yehuda. We know that Levi is the kahuna. Kahuna, Leviim, okay? And Yehuda is Malchus. Why was each one zoicha to have their godless? Why was Levi zoicha to become the one that does the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash? And why was Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda zoicha to become the melech? I don't know if you know any chazals. There's different chazals that say different things. When Yehuda was moida, that about Tamar, that it's that the staff and the signet ring was from him. So he says because he was moida barabim, that's why he became the melech. There's a chazal like that. I remember that chazal because he was moida odisa. He was moida, even though it was embarrassing and shameful. Because of that, he was zecher to become the melech. Okay, let's see what it says. So in the Parsha of Korach, Chamishi, with the staffs of Korach and the people and the staff of Aaron miraculously turned into Shkedim, almonds that budded, which showed and demonstrated that Ki Bochar Bo Hashem, that Hashem chose him to be the kahuna. So the pasuk says, Da'bel b'nei Yisrael, v'kach me'itam, mata, the base of me'ez kol nesiyehem, the base of voisam. Shneimus or matash. Ish, as shemo tichtov amateyu, write his name on the mata. As shem Aaron tichtov amate Levi, in the name of Aaron, write on Mata Levi. And there's one Mata Rosh Beis HaVoisa. Okay. So there's a simple dig that the Mephoshim ask. Dabel b'nei Yisrael l'kach me'itom, take from the Mata. Kach me'itom Mata, l'beis HaVois, me'ez kol nesiyehem. What is the double lotion of Mata? And then mata, there are other words that could be used for mata. What's another word for mata?
Makel.
Makel. Right. Another word for a mata.
Shevet.
Who said that? Shevet. Right, shevet is a mata. You hit it with a stick. So the Mephoshim asked, like, why over here does it say mata, not a makel, and not a shevet? So now let's go back to the Shvatim. When Leah gave birth, she says the first one is Reuven, Ki Roa Hashem Ba'ani. Second one was Shimon, Ki Shoma Hashem Ba'koili. The third one was Levi. Right? There'll be an accompaniment to my husband. Mentioned the word hapam. This time, like, oh, this time, now we have a chiddush. Right? It's hapam. It didn't say hapam by Reuven. Second time hapam. Then we had Yehuda. Hapam. Oides Hashem. Again hapam. That's it for the rest. Hapam oides Hashem. And on the fourth child that Leah had, now you're going to be made to Hashem, thank you. What about the other times? It didn't deserve a thank you. Kisanu Aleya, she's having a hard time giving birth. So what does it mean? Hapam Odes Hashem? What?
She had more than the quota.
Exactly. Quota, that's a fancy word. Because Natalti Yoisei Mechelki. They saw Baruch HaKadosh that there's four Imohois, and each one has to have three. And she got a fourth one. So, oh, palm, by the Es Hashem. means Natalti Yosem Echelki. Fine, that's the later. Says the Medrash, in Vayetze, Simon Ayin Aleph, Hadahu Dichsiv, that's what it means when it says in Bamidbar Yud Zayin, V'kach Meita Mata LeBeis Ov. This that she said, Avam Odes Hashem, that tells us, oh, that's the pshat in the pasuk, V'kach Meita Mata. Take from all these Nesiim, Mata. What's the shaykhs? I mean, the Medrash is saying that the kach mayito mata in the machlekes of Korach to show that Aaron is the one who was chosen is a pamo des Hashem. Why? What's the connection between the two? Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, Motu. Motu. Motu means to fall, to have a nefilah. Where do we say that in the Yom? Im? Amarti? Im Amarti Mata Ragli. What is Mata? To fall, to have a feeling. Says the Medrash, Motu. Two times in the feeling. Motu be'egel, Motu be'miragel. Klal Yisrael had a tremendous feeling. They fell when it came to the eagle. And they fell again when it came to the Meraglim. Rav Levi Omar, Bohem Shnei Shavatim, Shevet Kuhuna v'Shevet Malchus. In them, there's two Shavatim, the Shevet Kuhuna v'Shevet Malchus. Because even though it was Matu twice, but in both of those instances of Motu, there were people who were not part of the Motu. In the Egel, who was not part of the Egel, Shevet Levi. In the Meraglim, who was not part of the Yehuda. Yeah, but you know who? They just, I know how you work it really. Kaleb and Yefuna. Kaleb and Yefuna. Okay, he wasn't part of the Nesoyims. He didn't go.
But Yeshua, Yosef.
Oh, what about
Yeshua
from Yosef? So you have to say that Mephoshim say over here is Yeshua was silent. Kolev was mechazik the oilam. Kolev wasn't silent. Ruach HaKeres Hoysabodet. He told the oil, no, we could go, we'll conquer, we could defeat the enemy. So therefore, he was the one who overcame the Nesoyin with a starkite. So says the Medrash, Matu, that in the both Nefilas, we had someone who conquered the Yetzer Hara, and they didn't fall into the trap. That was in the Meraglim, Yehuda, and by the Chet HaEgel was Levi. So the Medrash is saying, Olu b'hem shnei shvatim. They had an aliyah. These two shvatim were the ones who had an aliyah. Shevet Kuhuna and Shevet Malchus. Then the Medrash goes on to show how the relationship between Yehuda, the Malchus, and Shevet Levi. That there are so many comparisons. Oh, there's no time to go through it. It says Mashiach by each one. It says Nazir by each one. The Medrash goes like about 10 different things to show each one sits by both ones. To show the relation between Shevet Levi and... So now we understand the Medrash is saying that Mata. When it used the term of Mata, and it didn't use Makel, and it didn't use Shevet, because it wants to tell us, why was Shevet Levi and Aaron the one that came out with the budding, with the one that Hashem chose? Why is that? It's because Mata, his Mata budded. It wasn't like everyone else's that had a falling, that dehydrated and nothing grew. His mata is the pshat that it wasn't part of the falling, because Shevet Levi didn't do the eagle. And it included also Shevet Yehuda. It's mata, these two shvatim together, and if you look in the Medrash, it's very comparable one to the other. So now we can go back. The Medrash is saying, what's the connection? Hapam oides Hashem. Hapam oides Hashem. She had such a big simcha. The Mefarshim learned that the Medrash is holding that when she had not only Levi, which is going to be the gadol in Shevet Levi, the Kuhuna and Avodas Beis Hamikdash. She also had Yehuda, which is the Malchus. She was zeichet to two crowns, Kesa Malchus and Levi, Kesa Kuhuna. She had that both Hapam. This is a celebration time. This time we got a matamach and a sibcha. The sibcha is mata. Everyone else didn't have the mata. Only the people who survived the mata. And she was the one who gave birth to those. That's the connection between the two. That's what the Medrash says. And it's kedai to look into the Medrash. You see, there's such a thing that a lot of people could be doing certain things, and you who are the minority are not doing it and following the crowd. There's tremendous schar in that. Because everyone's doing what you're supposed to do. Okay. So you follow the crowd, okay. You get a mitzvah. Depends how much L'shem Shemayim you have, what are your kavanas, but you're still doing the right thing. But what if you have people that are not doing what they're supposed to do? And it's even a rov, and you're a meat, and sometimes you could be a meat, should be a. So you sometimes the Yetzirah says, come on, the whole world's doing it. Forget the whole world. Klal Yisrael and Mekel in it. We're living in the 21st century. It's different. Times have changed. When you get upstairs to Shemayim, one of the shilas, the first shilas, they're going to ask you, Kovato, eat him. Not Torah. Did you set times to learn Torah? Sounds like that Hashem wants a kaviyas, a seder that's a kaviyas, not just haphazardly learn when you find time. It's also a madrega, but kaviyas itim la Torah. My father Hashem used to always say the pshat, and that was kovate itim la Torah, means are you kovei of the times to the Torah, or are you kovei of the Torah to the times? Kovata itim la Torah means you have to be koveya the times to the Torah. Torah doesn't change. It's the times changes, and we don't go along with it. So if you hold that you're a miyut, even if you're a miyut, and it's behavile hazman, it's the lashon of the Rambam and Mezuzah, I think, and Mikveh too. Because it hevel hazman, the zaman is full of hevel, hevel havolim. The fact that the whole oilam is doing it, and you say I'm not going to do it, and I'm a miyut. Shevet Levi had the smallest amount of people. They were the lowest number of census. Why were they the lowest number of census? Right? Says the more that they afflicted the Mitzvim, afflicted the Yidden, the more they had. But Levi wasn't in part of the Shibbutz. In male, they had the smallest amount. They had the smallest amount, the minority. Can you imagine that? The whole world is doing the Egel. Everyone. They're doing the Egel. Dancing, partying, drinking. Znus, Arayas. They didn't. They're a minority. Nevertheless, if you're part of the minority, you reach a certain godless. That if everyone was doing, you wouldn't be on that madrega. That's because everyone's doing the wrong thing. And you say, I'm going to stick to what's right and what's yosher and what's the ratzon of Hashem. You have certain godless that you can't get when everyone's doing it. As Chaim Mital writes, the Talmud of the Ri HaKodesh, that in Tavshin Pehei, I mean, he didn't write in Tavshin Pehei, but he says, in the time of Golus, and the Golus gets deeper and darker, and there's still no Yeshua, for you to do a mitzvah, even if it's not with Lishmo, it could be greater than the mitzvah that Tanoim did. I once saw, brought down, in this shmooze, that the people who learn the Pnei Yeshua now are greater than the Pnei Yeshua who wrote it. Yeah? Bigger than the Pnei Yeshua who wrote it. Because when the Pnei Yeshua wrote it, what was in the street? What'd you see? There was nothing. Going with your eyes open, you wouldn't see anything. And now you have to close your eyes to walk in the street. So now we learn that Pnei Yeshua, so it's harder for us. We get Moscha. We get Moscha. Because it's harder. The greater the challenge, the greater the scar. Godless Dafa comes from when there's such an opposition. It's the Yetzirah that tries to tell you that, don't worry, we all do it. It's like a tsar rabim is a chatzi nechama. If everyone's in the same boat, you know, it's a chatzi nechama. Okay, it's not a nechama. You get in trouble for that. I always like to say over that maisa with the Ger Rebbe. The Ger Rebbe was once waiting with a group of people, and it was he had a nephew who was called Henya. So people, Henya, that's what he was called. The people used to say, he had red hair, so they called him the Reuter Hen, the red hen. Reut means red. Like a joke around, it's a kinui shame, a nickname. You like to call people nicknames. It's not so posh. It could be also. It's the same Ochel Ramba. If it's a real nickname, that's degrading. So anyway, so the Rebbe was waiting for his nephew to come, and he was like late, so he says, anyone see Henya? So one of the Hasidim said, Rebbe, the Reuter Hen kumt. The red hen is coming. So the Rebbe looked at him and says, Kolam Chana Shein L'Chaveru Ein Lo Chelek L'Olam Abba. It's a derogative name. You compared him to a hen. It's like Shmuel, Shmuel, you know, a little different. So the Chassid said, Rebbe, the whole Varsha calls him this name. Warsaw. The Ger was in Warsaw. He said, the whole Warsaw calls him by his name. So he says, don't worry. Gehenna's big enough, they fill in the whole Warsaw too. The ganze Varsha will fit into Gehenna. Don't worry about those people who's getting away with it. They're not getting away with it. Everyone could fit in there. The whole world. Hashem, accommodate. You know, he could accommodate rooms for everyone. So when a person that says, no, I'm a miyad, whether it's a yeshiva, whether it's a shul, they're talking, I'm not talking, but everyone's talking. I'm doing what the Ratzon of Hashem is. I'm not going to talk. You have so much schar for not talking there than if you go to brisk. Because that's easy. No challenge, no schar, no upward mobility, no growth. You don't have an assoyan. Where there's a hester, there's a greater or when you take on what you're supposed to take on. And this is what you see. Yeah, by the Chet HaEgel, what was there? Chet HaEgel. Small group of Levim, very small, small numbers, and yet they say, we're not. Vila Hashem Eloi. That's it. They were Zeicher. They were Zeicher. They said, Mila Hashem Eloi. They came. Same thing with Koirach. You see from there, Mata Mata. Yehuda with the Malchus. Even if you're in a miyat, the Torah went out of his way to say mata mata for purpose to tell you that when the world is having a downfall and everyone's doing it, and there's a lot of things, unfortunately, that Yidden are doing and they're taking a trend, the trend. TR, end. If you're part of the trend, there's an end. It ain't a good end. Even though it's the trend, it'll make a difference. Because Hashem keeps the cheshbon. So to be a true ben Torah, whatever it is, you know, whether it's getting up for minyan, whether it's coming to Seder, whether it's learning not to talk Lashon Hara, but everyone's talking Lashon Hara. So on. Be the miyad. Ki atem ha'ma'at mi kol ha'amim. Hashem chose us because we're the ma'at, we're the smallest nation. The land of Eretz Yisrael. The size of New Jersey, they say, La'avdil. That's it. And look how much trouble it's causing the world. Everyone has to focus on us. We're nothing. A little land. What's the big deal? Atem Amat. Shabbos is only one day of the week. Shabbos made on Abba. The size is not what counts. The quality and the hest above the Nesoyin, which brings a person to godliness.